Hey, 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 welcome to Josh with Set. If you're looking to achieve continuous improvement in every aspect of your life, simply tune in to Josh with Set. You know why? Because it is the podcast dedicated to helping you achieve continuous improvement. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not, welcome back. Thanks for coming back. I truly appreciate you. Today, we're going to be talking about personal branding, shaping the way the world sees you. Now, you might be thinking, personal development, continuous improvement. What on earth does this have to do with personal branding? I promise if you stick around, I will explain it all. For those of you who don't know, I'm 6 months pregnant, so I'm always out of breath. So I want to apologize in advance for my shortness of breath. And for those of you who know, yeah, update, still 6 months pregnant, still out of breath all the time. But the point is we're here. Right, let's dive right in. Personal branding. Personal branding, in my opinion, has gone from something that used to be associated with cows and horses back in the day to being associated with bigger companies like Honda and BMW, etc. And then we entered an era where it was associated more with celebrities such as Kim Kardashian or Oprah Winfrey. Now, you may or may not like these women, but when you hear their name, it's more than likely not the first time you're hearing about them. You've probably heard a thing or two or encountered something about them in your time, unless you've been, of course, living under a rock, which if that's what you choose to do, I'm not judging you. But the point is, we're now in an era where that has shifted. Personal branding is no longer something that is designated for celebrities and or influencers. Personal branding is now something that affects all of us. So what exactly is personal branding? I have two definitions that kind of resonate with me when it comes to personal branding. The first being personal branding, simply put, is everyone else's perception of you. The second being personal branding, simply put, is what you stand for. Now, in a way, I think these two go hand in hand because what you stand for could easily affect and or influence how other people perceive you, if that makes sense. Hang with me. So you might be listening to this thinking, I don't care about personal branding. Like, I'm not a brand. You know, this doesn't concern me. This doesn't affect me. That's not true. If I go into Google today and I search your name and nothing comes up, that is your personal brand. The truth is we all have a personal brand. The difference is some of us are more intentional about it than others are. And here's why being intentional about your personal brand matters. Because good personal branding is the equivalent of better opportunities. Now, that could be with your potential employers, with your current employers, with clients, colleagues, you know, fellow students, and even followers, right? So the better you present yourself, the better opportunities will be presented to you. Now, remember when I said I will explain how personal development slash continuous improvement kind of goes hand in hand with personal branding? Here's how and here's why. So why should we be intentional about our personal brand? Number one is self-awareness. One of the biggest aspects of personal development is self-awareness, and being intentional about your personal brand kind of forces you to be more self-aware. It pushes you towards your journey of self-awareness and growth, right? Because you have to understand what's deep inside of you, and then you have to figure out how to express that. Because otherwise you become just this caricature, or essentially you start playing a character of who you're not. And so in order to be your real authentic self and show up authentically as a personal brand, you have to practice a lot of self-awareness. You have to dive deep. Who am I? What do I stand for? What's important to me? Why are these things important to me? Etc., etc., etc. Another reason you should be very intentional about your personal brand is because it helps you build credibility and trust. Okay? People usually work with people they know, like, and trust. People usually choose people who they know, like, and trust over people they don't, right? And again, it doesn't matter who your audience is. Your audience could be a potential employer. You could be seeking a job. Your audience could be clients. You could be a business owner who's trying to attract new clientele. It could be your colleagues. If they are offered a new project and they get to choose who they want to work with, they are going to choose someone who they know, like, and trust over someone who just blends in and sits in the corner, because being quiet and sitting in the corner and blending in with the walls is that person's personal brand. And so your personal brand helps you build credibility and trust. It helps you to stand out. It forces you to be self-aware, which can then help you attract more opportunities. How does one build their personal brand? I'm not going to give you a list of 400 things, because the list is endless. There are multiple things you can do to build your personal brand. However, just like with personal development, we're always setting goals, right? Setting goals is usually our foundation when we are trying to improve ourselves. We set the goals and we work at them and we accomplish them. The same applies here. Well, let's put a step before that. Let's identify why. Okay, what is the purpose behind this? What is the reasoning behind our personal brand? What is the messaging we want to convey through our personal brand? Why are we doing this? Are we doing this for more money? Are we doing this for fame? Are we doing this because we want to raise? Like, how do I want to come across that can help me achieve my goals? But understanding the why behind it will help you shape the way the world sees you. And it'll help you make sure that their perception of you is a good one, or is aligned with the goals that you're trying to accomplish. And then the second step is you set the goals. But you don't just set the goals, you set SMART goals. If that's not an acronym you're familiar with, I'm more than happy to do a separate episode about that. But setting SMART goals makes them more attainable, or makes your goals more attainable. And then step number three is to be consistent. What I realized about myself was I was showing up differently across different social media platforms. So on TikTok, I was one way, and on Instagram, I was another way, and on LinkedIn, I was another way, and on Facebook, oh God, Facebook, I don't even want to talk about who I was on Facebook, but when you would go to all these different platforms, Josh Bed was a different person every time. And so I think in this situation, or in scenarios like this, consistency is key. You need to show up as yourself, or as who you're trying to convey yourself to be, or as who you truly want to be, or who you discovered your authentic self to be. And let that be the North Star that shapes the way people see you in every aspect of your life. You need to show up that way in meetings. You need to show up that way on social media. You need to show up that way with friends, family, etc. You need to learn the importance of consistency and being the same person across the board. If this group of people know me as a happy-go-lucky, energetic human being, then that is who I should be, that's who I am, and that's what I stand for. I can't, in a different circle, be known as this mean bitch who never cracks a smile. That's not consistency, and that can cause confusion when you're building a personal brand. So consistency is very important. And then I think the last step would be visibility. Whoever you've decided to be, and once you've learned to be consistent in that person, then you show up as that person as often and as many times as possible, right? You leverage social media and you show up as that person all the time. You spread your message. Every time someone comes across you, they should be able to say, this is who this person is and this is what this person stands for. So you craft your message, you set your goals around your message, you become consistent around it, and then you spread the word. Okay? Now, for some of us who have built a personal brand in the past, and now we're trying to go in a different direction, you might be wondering, how do I go about that? Like, for instance, I built this brand as this fitness person years ago. And that is who I was. That is how I showed up. I was all about health and wellness and fitness. And then I decided to kind of take a break from that and, you know, take a different path for a while. So what happens to people in situations like mine where we've decided for whatever reason, whatever our reason was, it's time to switch things up? My advice or my tip to you would be to Start being the person you want to become. Start introducing yourself as that person. Start doing things that align with the person you want to be slash want to become. So for instance, if I wanted to deviate from the fitness world, then I'm not posting fitness content anymore. I'm no longer accepting speaking engagements that have anything to do with fitness. Like, the focus becomes who I want to be. The focus becomes my new personal brand. And I think that's the easiest way to deviate from a personal brand that you've already established. If you're being called towards change, or if you just feel in your spirit like it's time for me to move on from one personal brand to another, you're allowed to do that. We're allowed to grow. We're allowed to evolve. And so just start showing up as who you desire to be instead. Right, now that does bring us to the end of today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as I enjoyed recording this. I hope that I was able to convey my message. I hope that you were able to get something out of it. I hope that you now realize that if anyone should be shaping the way the world sees you, it should be you, right? We all have a personal brand, whether we like it or not. And I'm just urging you to be intentional about your personal brand from today on forth, right? You can choose whatever you want your personal brand to be. That's the beauty of it. You could choose to be Joshbit, the girl who always has a smile on her face. You could be Joshbit, the girl who helps people lose weight. You could be whatever version of yourself you choose to be. You can choose the way the world sees that. And that's all I'm trying to make sure you understand. Again, thanks for joining me. Tune in same time next week. Wherever you listen to your podcast, I'll be here. Yay me, consistency. Again, thanks for listening to What Josh Pitt Said, the podcast that helps you achieve continuous improvement in every aspect of your life. Goodbye. Love you.